for listening to Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas. There's a great event underway this weekend. It's called the Puyabic House and Garden Show. Julie Smith, Puyabic Marketing Coordinator, thank you for joining us on Opportunity Detroit today to talk about the event.
Yay, thank you for having me.
So this is a very cool celebration of the start of summer. Explain to us what's going on at the 36th Annual Puyabic House and Garden Show.
Yeah, so today we have artist demos, a little beer garden with live music and food trucks, just a lot of exciting things happening down at the Pottery. This is actually our biggest fundraiser of the year. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, and we like to have a little bit of fun with our fundraising, so that's what's going on today.
And what does the fundraising, what is the money used for?
Yeah, so we were started in 1903 as a ceramic art studio by Mary Chase Perry Stratton and Horace Calkins. And then they have this absolutely wonderful long legacy of creating tile installations all over Detroit, as well as pottery pieces. So our historic nonprofit, it started as a nonprofit in the 70s. And so that money will go towards keeping our historic building and equipment as kind of up to date and as good as we can keep them. It also helps all of our artists keep doing exactly what they're doing, which is making tile the way that they did back in 1903.
Isn't this amazing? Puyabic pottery is 123 years old. That's really impressive.
It is. Oh, it's so exciting. To be part of this is actually a really great thing, and for Detroit as well. We've been around as an institution, and we are continuing to do exactly what we've been doing for a long time.
I love the mission statement. The nonprofit pottery continues its mission of enriching the human spirit through clay. How cool is that?
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
We really try to do that. We also have a robust education department. So we are teaching people all of these techniques of ceramics and going to Detroit public schools in their art programs as well. So we really try to be in Detroit and enrich people's spirits as much as possible.
How much does it cost to attend the event, and how can people get tickets?
Oh, it's actually a free event, so you can just come on down to the Pottery. We have parking on site, and yeah, come on down, have some fun.
So Puyabic Pottery is a National Historic Landmark. Has it always been located on East Jefferson in Detroit?
So when it started, back at the beginning, it was actually in a little stable house in Brush Park. And it outgrew that space pretty immediately. So by 1907, we moved into our current building, which is built as a pottery, and we've been there ever since.
And people should know that Puyabic Pottery can be found in many historic buildings throughout the city of Detroit. We just did an interview with Father Stephen Burr last week about Sacred Heart Major Seminary, and there's a ton of Puyabic Pottery in that building.
Yes, yeah, we have amazing like historic installations. One of the easiest to see, actually, publicly, is at the Guardian Building. The outside facade is all Puyabic tile, which is beautiful. But then the exciting part thing is we're still making tiles now. So things like Comerica Park have a lot of Puyabic tiles. The Q Line stops have Puyabic. And so we have these absolutely fantastic historical objects that have made it through time, through architecture, and we're still doing that now.
And can people order Puyabic pottery for their homes now, too? How does that work, Julie?
Yes, yeah. So on our website, on puyabic.org, you can kind of see a sampling of all that we do. We make vessels like vases and drinking vessels, like cups and mugs. We also make gift tiles. But we also have a fantastic design department. So if you're looking to have this absolutely beautiful Puyabic tile in your home, we can actually still do that now. You can talk to one of our designers and do things. We do things like fireplaces, kitchen backsplashes. So we're still going.
Are there certain things, certain characteristics about Puyabic that people can take a look at a tile or a vase or a bowl and say, oh yeah, that's Powabic pottery?
Yes. So there are a couple of things, especially if you're looking at a tile installation. Most of them will have nice thick grout lines, which is different for that time period. Even now, we're more used to thinner, more regular grout lines. The tiles themselves have fantastic glazes that are all formulated and made in our studio as well. And those glazes usually have a little more texture, a little more variation than standard tiles. So that's a good way to see it. We also, on our really all of our architectural tiles, they have more rounded edges. So you won't see pointy little perfect corners on our tiles. They're a little more organic.
No. I love that if people come to the event today, that they actually can learn more about the history through the studio tours of Powabic.
Yes. Yeah. You can go back into our fabrication space, see how everything is made. We'll also be having the artist demos out in the tent, so you can see people throwing vases on wheels, which is really exciting. We do tours all throughout the year of the pottery and also of installations all over Detroit. So we do on-site and off-site tours. We also have workshops where you can come in and learn how to glaze like one of our glaze technicians.
Oh, that's awesome. Julie, I know a lot of people that work at Powabic kind of have a heart for it. You know, they love the pottery. They love the history of the pottery connected to the city of Detroit. How did you get involved with Powabic?
Oh, that's a great question. So I was born and raised in Detroit. And when I nannied in high school, the kids that I was nannying actually came to Powabic for a workshop. And that was my first little taste. So the first time I walked into the pottery was my first time learning about it. In 2017, I was looking specifically for a job in Detroit in the arts. And Powabic fit all those bills, and it's been a fantastic place to work ever since.
I love that you have some history there, and you kind of have a heart for Powabic pottery. Julie Smith, Powabic Marketing Coordinator, thank you for your time today. It was really nice to talk to you.
Great. Thank you so much.
And I'm Ann Thomas. Thanks for listening to Opportunity Detroit. Enjoy the rest of your day.